It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today and tomorrow, we examine what it's like inside these large rallies that Barack Obama and John McCain are holding. Every day, we hear sound bites from the events. But who's giving up the time to wait in lines to get into these rallies, and what awaits them when they get there? NPR's David Greene spent a weekend in North Carolina and let both candidates come to him. Tomorrow, we'll hear about an Obama event. This morning, David tells us about a McCain crowd.
John McCain's crowds these days include people like Ron Grant.
Got up early, went and got bagels and coffee and and met everybody over at our house and got ready to come out here and see Senator McCain.
He's a 30-year-old Republican who says he's here to take a stand.
Honestly, I came out this morning because I wanted to take the opportunity, Senator McCain, and because I refuse to believe that North Carolina is a battleground state. This is a red state. This has been a red state for years, and this is going to be a red state for McCain in this election.
Lately, McCain has been forced to defend red states. Yes, some of his supporters are worried, but they say coming out to see McCain might give them reassurance.
Good morning. Would you like to get your rally button?
McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin, isn't here in person. She is on a lot of the campaign buttons.
We got really cute ones. We got Don't Let the Lipstick Fool You, Pitbulls for McCain and Palin, You Go Girl.
Inside the arena, it's bluegrass music.
Please face the flag.
And the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Republican Congressman Robin Hayes is getting things started with a sense of mission.
God has blessed America, but he is asking us to respond to him.
Local Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry is also part of the warm-up act.
Let me tell you why you, McCain-Palin supporters, have to vote early. Because we're going to go vote early once.
Then he gets to his punchline.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go vote once, but ACORN and these liberal groups out there are going to try to vote 70 times.
The crowd's eating it up.
You got quite a whistle.
Oh, thanks.
The mighty whistler is Carl Perino. He wasn't always a McCain guy.
I think if Hillary would have been here, I might have gone the other way.
Carl's 51. He sells paint to automobile plants. Hillary Clinton, he says, impressed him with her experience. Obama hasn't, so he's decided on McCain. He drove here for a look at the guy who will be getting his vote.
I feel more secure after I listen to him and up in front and in person.
Thank you. Thank you.
McCain is talking every day about the Ohio plumber who famously complained about Obama's tax plan. Volunteers have given out homemade-looking signs to fit the day's message.
It says, fight for Joe the plumber. And we are Joe the plumber.
Tamara Frank drove in the night before and got a hotel room so she could make it to hear McCain.
I don't listen very much to the polls because you come out here and you hear the voice of the real American people.
Her mom, Irma Silvers, came along. Irma says she doesn't believe any news report that has McCain's campaign struggling.
Look at the turnout here. Do you think this is not a representation of North Carolina?
Within a half hour, the stage, the risers, the large American flag are coming down. One of the stragglers is an Air Force veteran named Charlie Souther. He's one of the McCain supporters who's grown frustrated with the news media.
You're a journalist, right? You're the fourth estate, and that's the other thing that makes me so angry in this country.
What makes him angry is that, in his view, reporters play up McCain's attacks on Obama, but downplay attacks in the other direction.
Now, I know they're stretching on both sides. I know the truth is somewhere in the middle, but you, as the member of the fourth estate, have to make sure the people can decide.
One member of the fourth estate is finishing up his TV report.
John McCain spent much of the beginning of the speech referencing Joe the plumber.
Then the arena empties. John McCain, for his part, left a while ago for Virginia, another red state where the polls are close. David Greene, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.